Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We had a lot of fun on our regular show today with the St. Patrick's Day fun. St. Patty's Day. I remember it so fondly because it was such a great day for my bang. Friday, St.
Did you not open on St. Patrick's Day?
What's that?
Didn't you open on St. Patrick's Day?
I think we may have that weekend. I don't remember it. I block things that are painful.
No. It was fine. I remember we actually went out there, I think. We were all at the opening. It was great.
Hey, let me get my backdrop right.
Fix it up.
Thank you very much.
There you go. You got to work that shot.
I'm wearing green. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Rob, you have something special for the holiday. Even though we had a little St. Patrick's Day fun on the regular show.
And congratulations on winning the limerick contest, Mike.
Yeah, great work. We all saw it coming. We tried.
We did.
Was there ever any doubt?
Nary a doubt.
Hey, the guys are mocking me because I asked them all to come in with limericks, and then I didn't come in with one. I didn't come in with any.
Well, Mike, of course, you know, the heart attack slowed you down.
Yes, that was terrible.
St. Patrick's Day heart attack?
That's not funny.
That isn't funny.
That's not funny at all, Rob Spielberg. No. I don't like that at all.
Oh, see, there he goes again.
There he goes. Get the paddles. Oh, it's Toby.
There once was a man with a blockage.
All right, stop it. We did that already. Hey, listen.
I'm having a bottle of wine with Carla.
Shut up,
St. Patrick's win.
And we said to call you.
We have a babysitter. So we're excited.
Oh, you guys are going out? Raging?
Is there an Irish bar in your neighborhood?
Yeah, there are lots of them, but they're not real.
Yeah, we have a bad
they're
one.
Not really
oh,
good.
Oh, Flannery's?
We have one in Leesburg that really does, when you walk in, it looks like it used to be like a one of those rebounders trampoline places. It's just a big square black box, and I believe it is called Seamus's Shenanigans Irish Pub.
Have you ever been?
I went in once to see if they found my wallet.
You've gone in once. You made a grammatical error.
I've been there once, I should say.
We will probably go to the tiki bar simply because the deal
topless
at the tiki the
bikini contest.
Did you say topless?
Yes.
I'm going with my wife.
No, there's usually a bikini. Yeah. There's usually a bikini contest at every St. Patrick's Day
for
party.
For St. Patrick's
I've been to.
Day party, yeah. It's Aaron Go Brawless.
Yeah.
No, this one is this is just a bar.
Especially
bar.
A tiki bar.
I was saying to my wife, the thing that's great about our tiki bar, and I never took you guys to the tiki bar, did I?
No, I think you
that's
pointed to it.
That's real Florida. That's real Florida.
I think you pointed to it as we drove by.
Here's the deal. I believe that the state of Florida has a lot of watering holes, and I said to Carla, a bar is a bar is a bar, and I like a real bar. Jimmy Cerrito has a real bar. It is a real bar.
Yeah.
I don't like sanitized, fancy. I like, you know, a bunch of miserable people bellying up to the bar because of their tragic personal
called
lives.
Alcoholism, Mike.
Thank you very much.
So you're talking about Jimmy's daytime crowd.
Yeah, well, in my daytime crowd, it was the same kind of thing. But the thing about the tiki bar is we won't go to another Irish pub because of the deal, which is a bucket of beer, bottled beer, five in a bucket for $10.
How can you beat it?
How do you beat that? How do you beat that deal?
You can't. You go to the store.
You can't.
That's it.
Yeah. That is. It's almost
that's
like
it. That's the only way you'll be going to the store. So it's great. The problem is getting a seat at the bar. If you're at the tiki bar and you are not at the bar, you're sitting at one of the little cocktail tables surrounding it, and it's just not.
Is it a tall table?
It's not viable. Yeah, it's a tall table.
I hate
it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. You have to sit at the bar to see the characters. The characters that are at the bar. That's
and best
it's
yet,
no fun at
do
all.
You go for a corner seat at the bar?
I go at that bar now for any seat we can get. We got one for like our last beer the last time we were there. We only had like three beers.
Potatoes and mash?
They don't have food.
Bangers and mash.
They don't serve food at the tiki bar. No food. Only popcorn.
Do they want you to drunk drive home?
Potatoes and mash.
Potatoes and mash. Bangers and mash is what it's called.
Banger is a horrible Irish sausage and mash is mashed potatoes.
Oh.
So when you say potatoes and mash, you're saying potatoes and potatoes.
Yeah. Mm. Potatoes and potatoes.
Yes. No, it's not the same thing. It's completely different. It's wrong.
What would you like? Would you like to have ham, bacon, and pork?
No, I mean, Irish food.
Why do the Irish always want to fight?
I think it's genetic. I think it's genetic. Yeah. He's picking at me, isn't it?
He's a king mixer. Isn't he? He's a king mixer.
He's yeah. trying to do that right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, why are the Irish
maybe
so...
Maybe because of the way you look.
Different.
Hey, Oscar just handed me a note.
I'm not taking that bait.
Oscar just handed me a note. He wanted me to ask you, why are the Irish so dim-witted? His you question, not mine.
The thing, let me tell you down here, because I got it at my joint, too, when I used to own an Irish pub, a failed Irish pub.
Yeah.
I will say this, that when I go... fuck are you playing that for?
It's Irish music. St. Patrick's Day.
Lord of the Dance.
I got to concentrate. Right. Shut up.
You want a different... Maybe a different song would do better?
Oh, here we go.
Mike, everyone got on the ark except the unicorn.
Oh. I know. Turn it off.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, what I was going to say was...
Is there anything more beautiful, Mike? Than Irish eyes. I say to you, yes, they are most beautiful when Irish eyes are smiling.
Who's the artist?
The great Bing Crosby.
When Irish eyes.
When I think of St. Patrick's Day, I think of Faye Reagan. Mike, look that up.
Faye Reagan?
How do you spell it?
That's when F-A-Y-E and then Reagan like the president.
Can you put it up on my screen? Oh, yeah. Can you put it up
Mike,
on my
I do
screen?
Believe Faye Reagan was when our 40th president wore a dress.
Ashley, this is not for you. This is for the people that work
is
here.
Is Ashley seeing the same screen? Or what?
No, she's looking. I'll face away from her.
She must be some sort of entertainer for the adults.
Pony's a step ahead of you. Pony can get like porn before anybody can get porn.
He clicked his Faye Reagan tab is what he did.
There we go. Nice. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, she's
nice.
How are
you?
Nice.
Very lovely. Is that an Irish girl?
I would say so, Mike.
She has freckles.
Is she a pretty Irish girl?
She's an interesting. I'm not going to go with pretty. I'm going to go with interesting.
Oh, I think she's gorgeous.
She's unusual looking.
No?
One of her eyes might be higher than the other one.
Thank you, Pony. I agree.
Oh, really?
I think she's a little...
I've never noticed her eyes.
I think she did pretty good considering how much her mom drank during the pregnancy.
Oscar, please to tell me who Faye Reagan... Is she an actress?
Hold on a second.
Or more of an entertainer.
Why did he find Faye Reagan? Hold on. Are you just finding this out now or what?
Oh, no.
Oh, Mike, here's Sean Connery.
She's an adult film actress. She's an adult film actress. Is she an adult film star?
She just filmed a St. Patty's Day video that she stars in, where she's wearing, the little skirt. It's one of these websites that I subscribe to.
I see what the name of the movie is, Mike. Yeah. It's called The Wearing of the White.
Okay. Right. Stop it. God. Oh, my God.
And they're trying to find the mash. You know where.
All right, I get it. There she is. All right. She's a little young for me. Thank you very much. All right.
There it is.
But she's
right,
over.
Boom.
Yep, here she is.
Yeah.
Here she is, Mike, on the American shores. Straight from the old sod.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
From mofos.com. Okay.
Mofos.com. Another one of Pony's bookmarks.
Got a yearly membership on Cyber Monday. They hooked me.
Oh, my God.
The O-Bang Brothers.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
MickHamster.com.
What's your name? My name is Patty O'Brazzer. All right.
Nice.
Very good. Thank you. Here's the thing. I learned early on when I had the Irish pub that you've got the very distinct groups of people. You have the nighttime revelers that are the daytime revelers, people that even take days off during the week to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and then you have the old people that feel it is absolutely essential that they go out and buy at a store or at a restaurant corned beef and cabbage.
Right.
And I went into the Publix down here a week ago, and they have an entire bin of briskets.
Yep.
Like a full bin of briskets, because that's what the seniors are going to make, because it's their job, most of them non-Irish, that are going to make corned beef and cabbage.
Robert's favorite meal.
St. Patrick's
Robert's
Day.
Favorite meal year-round is corned beef and cabbage.
You make it yourself, do
I
you
do.
Not?
I do. I use my secret, Mike, is I cook it in the crock pot until it's done.
Yeah.
And then finish it on the grill, a hot grill, so it crisps the fat on the outside, so it's not quite so gummy when you serve it.
Do you think little Robert talks about that meal like that?
That he loves it?
Yes.
Do you think you'll ever have a healthy relationship? Let's take the questions one at a time.
Does he describe it with that passion, though?
He says it's delicious.
Like Rob really wants it.
He says it's delicious.
All I know is that...
I love it.
Evening, you do?
Who asked you?
He loves it.
What, corned beef and cabbage?
Absolutely. And Rob is totally right. I stole his idea.
By the way, Oscar, I have to point out, I like it if it's done well. If it's thrown away and they don't pay attention to it, it is not a good
dish. I've had some really bad corned beef and cabbage.
I've had terrible.
Bolivian corned beef,
in fact,
Mike.
Would it be, Rob, not like out at a restaurant, would it be safe to say anywhere, it's bad more than it's good?
Oh, a restaurant can't do it because it can't be prepared well in advance. And the problem is you get it in a restaurant, invariably, it looks gray.
Well, mine was fantastic.
Delicious. Yes.
It was great. But it was a pain in the ass dealing with the old people. And I remember we served shepherd's pie, too, which is not an Irish dish, but we served it anyway.
How did it get the reputation?
I have no fucking idea.
What's shepherd's pie?
Ground beef.
Shepherd's pie is ground beef. It is mashed potatoes, and it is carrots and peas, and the carrots are almost minced. They're cut so finely.
Look, I'm going to offend people, but I'll say this.
Yes.
It's like
good
a,
introduction.
It's like a poor man's dish, right?
It is most made of the great, for wait, shepherds.
Fatty McFadigan, can I answer this, please? Hey. He's talking about a restaurant that I own where I serve this food. Can I talk about it, please?
It doesn't really,
please.
My weight doesn't enter into it.
You can
call me a bad disc jockey, but right. Don't call me fat, please.
Okay, thank you. The fact is, well, I'm fat, too. You can call
me fat. I know, but it hurts.
But sometimes. We both, it's food, and we both get boners, and we both decide we're going to scream at Oscar.
My raging mashed potato erection.
Mike, I'm listening. I really want to learn.
Go ahead, Rob.
No. Oscar,
go ahead.
You see what he's done? Do you see what he's done? He's
what
come
the fuck
between
are you
us.
Drinking?
Yeah, he's tearing you apart.
Like, are you drinking like
tea.
Bourbon and water?
No, it was. What happens is I
what
buy
is that sort of slightly yellowed water?
Oh, the brackish
in that
water?
Giant cup. Yeah, it's brackish.
It is brackish. What it is I buy an iced tea, and then the iced tea doesn't last through two shows, so I add water to the ice. So what it is water with the essence of tea.
All right, what were you going to say to Oscar?
I was going to say...
Go on, Toby.
Shepherd's pie.
Yes, I was going to say, first of all, my lead topic is you're an asshole. And then the second topic is shepherd's pie is almost like a ground beef sauteed in a light sauce. It'll have onions. It'll probably have, as Mike said, carrots and peas.
And then, Oscar said, why does it seem like poor food?
It's like Hamburger Helper.
It is.
Oscar, some of the great dishes from every country are what are referred to as peasant dishes.
Yes.
Where the people made great food out of what they had.
So I'm with you. I come from a third world country, and I can spot peasant food from a mile away.
And peasant food
I sniff
is
it
phenomenal.
Out.
If peasant food is made well, it's spectacular, and it's popular because people like beef and
I remember coming back from college. I would say it was after my freshman year, right? Spent some time in New England, came home. And my mom tried to serve me a peasant dish. And I said, Mom, enough of this. I have slayed the dragon at school. I don't want these refried beans. Make me a steak. Right?
And was she this said, after the school you were kicked out of or the one you left?
No, this is the one I got in. This is the one after the fact.
Dean College.
The fact is, it is very popular.
Why don't we assimilate? Why don't they make something else?
Because simple food tastes good. That's why. Simple food. And I made it at my restaurant the first St. Patrick's Day.
Because you have margins, the highest margins possible, I imagine.
Well,
for a dish
it's
like
also
that.
It's inexpensive, but ground beef ain't cheap. I mean, it's the fact is, I made this dish. We prepared it in advance, shoved it into the oven, served a lot of them. They were very popular, except for this one blue-haired bitch that came up to me. And
this
she,
is what I wanted to get
her
to.
Point was, and this is my first, I had my first day, my first St. Patrick's Day owning the restaurant, I had to really immediately get used to people that said, we have been waiting for a table for 45 minutes. And I said, it's St. Patrick's Day. We opened at 5:30. They had a parade that ended at lunchtime. That's why there are, 400 people in my restaurant wanting to eat right now. I was both thrilled with the business, but also freaked out because you immediately are identified as the owner. And a lady read me the riot act that they hadn't been seated. And I'm literally talking to her shoulder to shoulder as people. You've been to Irish bars on St. Patrick's Day. It's insanity.
It is.
It's insanity. And then the blue-haired lady, I have this discussion where she said, why are the carrots so small? And I wanted to take her shepherd's pie and dump it on her head. I really did, but I had to go, well, I think that's the proper way to make the dish. Not the way I've had it before. I'm like, well, why don't you go, all right, Shemp, why don't you go down the street and get it somewhere? I wanted to say that, but I couldn't.
But the but customer, that's why I remember, right. Yes. Customer's always right.
That's why I remember, you know, I have lots of fond memories of
it was
Mary's
a crab
Irish
dip. What was the other good dish you, for margins as far as a restaurant?
Margin,
so we know.
The margin
spinach,
leader was,
right?
Was the, no, the margin leader was all your cream cheese based dip types. Mm. You go into a restaurant and they're selling you artichoke dip.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a profit.
I went in the Green Turtle. Yeah. They're yes. Like, the crab dip is phenomenal. And I remember you told me that. I was like, I don't want your Essie crab dip.
Yeah, your crab dip's going to be, you know, 90.
We serve it with house-made pretzels.
Yeah, yeah, like they just got it from the Chesapeake.
It's going to be 98% cream cheese and, you know, 2% crab. That's the way
it is the only dip that comes with a spigot.
He did say jumbo lump crab meat.
Of course.
Jumbo lump crab meat. It's made with jumbo lump crab meat. Half a teaspoonful.
One lump per customer.
Yeah, you got basic strands. Of the
crab strings,
crab strings that are throughout the dish. But the other thing about I hired as a loss leader, a great chef for, I had a couple of great chefs during the run. And
Chef Jeff?
He put out this brunch that was absolutely something you would see at one of the finer hotels. It was that special. It was delightful. And, you know, we opened the doors and we were really, really excited. And that was the sound of
your
Sunday brunch. While up the street, while they were, you know, serving their, you know, nickel beer and dog feces, you know, you had a line out the door so people could get their tubercular horse steak and, you know, and watch a, you know, a 13-inch old television, tube television. And I said, I don't think we're going to be successful here in Manassas.
Know your clientele, Mike.
Yeah. So that, but I'll never forget. It was one of the saddest days in the restaurant's history where I had this guy said, we'll put out a little Sunday brunch for everybody. And then, there were lots of things you had to do to be successful. You had to serve cheap everything.
Yep.
That was the reason. And by the way, that works down here as well. And you had to serve food that was even cheaper.
Yes.
That's what would sell. And and that's the way it was for forever, for as long as I could remember. And you also had to kiss the ass of the fan groups. And I remember that within the city limits of Manassas, the Pittsburgh Stullers had a group of fans that took their business kind of from place to place, and they were super entitled, and they wanted this, and they wanted this, and they wanted this, and I never got them. And I tried to get them, and I never got them.
What did they want? This is fascinating.
They wanted their little sections, and they wanted their special drink prices, and they wanted a group discount.
Who the F bullies around from bar to bar to bar like that?
Because they would bring a full bar crowd to a Sunday football game.
Sideways.
There was so much
of that. And also, wasn't there a certain contingent of fans when Jimmy Buffett would come to town?
That was early on, and I got rid of them. I got rid
you
of them.
You did? You actually got rid of them?
Yeah, I got rid
of them.
Oh, I got with them probably within the first
year.
What
about the KKK?
Now stop that. The KKK was always welcome to my place. No.
Regardless of skin color.
No, I had a no colors rule. You could never have a gang come in. Motorcycle gangs could not show their colors in my room.
Right.
Good. I always prided myself seriously, and this is a serious statement I'm making here, that we had, I think, one of the most diverse clientels in the city. On a Friday night, Saturday night, you had all people of all.
I went to your bar when you owned it at night.
One of the cool things about my bar is that it was very eclectic.
Turned
and
into
it was
a club.
Very, very cool.
I went to Mike's bar atmosphere. At night.
At night, you can eat.
Lots of girls dancing on the bar. Pretty girls.
There was
all
that.
They took away all the good stuff. All the good stuff got. Eventually, all the fun we had was either a violation, and we had to stop it, or they put this, they put that. We just I have no idea why, but I had a target on my back from the time I started, and we couldn't continue to have as much fun. I get back to the point where as a grown up, as you're going out. You want to go to the cities that you're treated like an adult.
Yep.
You really want to go to the city.
You're right.
You know, everybody, you're going to get people, whether there are laws in place or not, acting like assholes. It's going to happen.
So true.
It's really
especially in our society now.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen. So you might as well have places like New Orleans, Las Vegas, South Beach, Miami, where you kind of have fun and you realize people are out there having a good time. They're cutting loose a little bit because It almost seems to me that in areas where there are more restrictions, people tend to blow their gaskets more often.
Mm. It's, you know what it is? Yeah. It's when you see someone that comes from a really structured home life, the good kids that go to college
and lose their
spin out on their freshman year,
like the first 2 weeks.
Old Town Manassas thinks she's a hot chick. And let me tell you something, Old Town Manassas. You're a three at best, and you can't be the hot chick when you have a dildo store on your main street.
That's right.
They fought it. They tried to keep it out of there. Hey, the thing about it is St. Patrick's Day, no matter how how much frustration there was, every St. Patrick's Day was a hoot when I owned
it. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and we had a great time, and we set up tents outside.
I remember.
And it was
big deal.
Big fun.
Will you tell one of my favorite vignettes real quick is the high-quality green beer you used to serve?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a lot of people get
natural
excited.
Natural Light.
I know, the worst beer in the world.
Natural Light. Everybody. Every bar you will go to, if they have green beer, it's Natural Light.
Natty Light.
Budweiser's like they have kegs and kegs and kegs of it.
Yeah.
It's Natural Light. That's what it is.
$2 a keg.
I want
I'm
a green beer.
Up for St. Patty's Day now. It'll be fun.
Yeah, well, you're going to Arizona.
Yeah.
You're in it. Arizona as we speak.
I'm landing at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. last night. Right? Yeah, no, it's tonight.
Tonight.
Right?
Tonight, yeah.
It's
tonight.
Tundra.
You're landing in Arizona.
As a matter of fact, later on in the bonus show, Oscar will be calling in.
It'll be magic. It'll be. What is your game plan for Arizona?
Because it's a great party state and town that you're going to, right?
Picked up by my good friend Michael Corleone, and we will be whisked off to the W Hotel, which he was kind enough to work out for me because he's just that type of guy.
Wow.
Did
Big Shooter get the same privilege?
No, he's not friends with Michael Corleone.
But he's out there from WJFK.
Yeah,
anyway,
no, and Big Shooter.
Why
he's out
the
there
Nationals don't train out there?
No,
though,
no,
right?
He's going on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation.
Yes.
Out there.
That's why he's only doing a few shows.
Yeah, he's doing a week in Phoenix. And you know how much I love Phoenix, right?
It's a great town.
It's a good time to be out there, too. Beautiful.
So months ago, we figured let's just go out there. And what I didn't really account for was I don't have any summer clothes. So I'll be going to the mall to look for clothes.
Why don't you have summer clothes?
Have you checked the forecast? What's it going to be in Phoenix?
It's 96 degrees.
Oh, wow. It is. Okay.
Hey, hot as fresh milk.
Are you going to get any baseball in? You going to go to a baseball game?
We're going to try to go to the San Fran game on Saturday. Michael has he lives in a different world where he says, listen, man, we can do whatever you'd like, but I would like to sit by the pool and get a bottle during the day. And I said, well, that's not telling me we can do whatever you'd like. You tell
when
me that
says
we're
going to get a bottle. Yeah. What kind of bottle? Is it vodka?
Probably Grey Goose. The cartoon-sized bottle.
So he'll sit by the pool and get juiced all day.
All day.
And you have a show to do that
night,
right?
Yeah, so he doesn't know what's... I'm 38 now, and I don't drink the way I used to when I was 36.
You'll handle it. No problem. I stand on my head. I do a bottle by the pool and I do a show. I could do
question,
it.
Question. Why do you not have summer clothes?
Because when we moved, I only had like a handful of shorts. You never really see me in shorts.
God, I know. I hate it.
Well, because I'm also an adult, unless I'm working out. I don't walk around in Birkenstocks and cargo shorts anymore.
Hey, listen, don't put this on me. I asked you one simple question.
Yeah, so I...
So you have no summer
clothes. The two pairs of shorts I own...
You didn't move to your thimble-sized house?
No, I threw to Goodwill. And that any T-shirts that I would have worn out that looked nice... I was like, it's nothing I wear anymore. So I threw to Goodwill.
I should have known that because I saw a homeless guy today and his ass looked great.
And to be fair, all my clothes was from Old Navy. So it was, and if you have.
So it was nearly $10 worth of clothes.
No, if you wear Old Navy, and I stand by this, if you buy your clothes and put it on a conveyor belt and that's how you check out,
right,
like at Old Navy or Target or Kmart or anywhere else, that's fine. But know this, that when you look for that clothes again, the next season, after 1 year, the odds of it being a different color or not fitting anymore are strong.
Oh, they oftentimes
dissolve. Where are you taping your show? Where are you going to be doing
Mike,
your show?
Mike, it could have been the Tempe Improv, but they never wrote back. It could have been the Comedy Spot, but they never wrote back.
Was it the stadium?
We will be at Stand Up Scottsdale in North Scottsdale, which is part of
Scottsdale rocks, though.
Which is part of a restaurant, so we still don't know. This was also telling.
It's not a comedy club, Mike. It's called Stand Up Scottsdale because they have no chairs.
I think the capacity is 150. Look, I'm happy. I think it's important to engage with listeners. I think
you've got a place to do your show. That's all that really matters.
I think we got one. Though it is troubling that when we called about stopping by to do a site check, right? The guy, and asked him if we could record the show, He said, I don't know, man. I just get there and turn things on, and things usually work.
So when was, how recent was that conversation?
2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. No.
We have a comedy club like that in my town. It's a Mexican restaurant.
That's what this is. Really? This is a Mexican restaurant with a comedy club.
And they have, Mike, seriously, it's like they've built a triangle 3 feet on each side in the corner, and that's the stage.
Is Drab going to be with you?
Yes, he is our advanced man. That may be the problem. Because
he'll do fine. Is he on vacation, too? Is Drab on vacation, too?
I'm the only jerk that has to come back early. But I'll say this, that I thought it was a little endearing when we actually finally booked the show after I had to basically hunt this man down. And he said, did you see us being profiled on Restaurant Impossible? And I said, no.
Are you shitting me?
And he says, don't watch that show. Whatever they said, they make up for TV.
No.
And I said, oh, man.
No.
Hey, did you see our owner on Dateline NBC? Don't believe that. He was set up.
Mike, if you search this place, you find the episode. I refuse to watch it because I don't want to know how horrible this could go.
Right.
We'll find out.
What's the name of it? Well, no, we probably don't want to.
Scottsdale. It's fine.
Okay. I hope for the best.
Now, Oscar, Rob and I are doing the show on Monday because Oscar will be traveling.
Thank you.
When will you be at your most hungover? Just in your
Monday?
Probably Monday.
On the plane?
Monday. Monday before. I can call you guys. It'll be early.
Sunday will be the party day for
Sunday's, you? Sunday's show's at 3:30.
Oh, you're doing a Sunday show?
Sunday.
Well, it's Sunday fun day.
Saturday was taken. Friday was taken.
You're doing your Sunday show? You're doing a Sunday 3:30 show?
How were you able to book with such short notice a Mexican comedy club at 3:30 on a Sunday?
Well, first of all, they only do special events on Sundays.
I understand.
So, A.
What's the Spanish word for Sunday?
B. You can make fun of it all you want.
Oh, my God.
But I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I would never make fun of it.
So you're going to have Friday night and Saturday to do what you want.
Yes.
Right?
But, nice. Mike, you know this. There's nothing worse than doing a live show hungover.
It's one of the hardest. I rarely have done it. So,
yes.
I know what you mean, though. Yeah. You want to be kind of fresh.
And I feel for the people that are there, because this is the first time they'll really have seen us in I would say, 5 or 6 years all together. Like, right. Dukes has gone out there and done appearances. I've gone out there and done appearances separately, right?
You do your little, I'm going to be here, come and see me, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
My kiss is getting back together.
Meet and eats.
Yeah. this is cool, and I mean, you know.
And the best part is Shannon's not going.
What?
You're going to have a wonderful time.
Well, I invited her, and her parents are actually here.
Oh, no.
They're here because her brother had a baby,
And her parents live in Arizona.
Yes.
You eventually, correct me if I'm wrong, you wouldn't
I wanted mind. To. That's never going to happen.
You're never going to live in
Arizona.
No,
I actually told Drab this the other day. He said, are you still thinking of moving out there? I said, that's not in the cards. I'm stuck in the D.C. area for the rest of my life.
Oh, well, yes.
No, I don't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's no business anywhere else, Mike. The jobs are here.
All right. The jobs are there. Yeah. Okay, I get it. All right. Well, that's a window into his soul.
The very thin house is here, Mike. The very thin house that gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. It's
all right,
here.
We have to. Do you want to play your song in the
middle? I do. As a matter of fact, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
We're halfway through it. We might as well start.
We should begin the program. Now, Mike, I think you'll know this.
Getting back to St. Patrick's Day. So Oscar's going to be in Arizona for St. Patrick's Day. So that's
lots of tits and ass.
Or he's going to be out there for the post St. Patrick's Day. Saturday night there should be.
It's Friday, though.
It's Friday.
I arrive on Friday.
Probably. Okay.
I'm going to rage.
That's right. He's going to rage with tits and ass.
All right, so yeah, you'll get off the plane and you'll go till the wee hours, right?
I told Michael.
What are you eating?
Some jerky. I was dying. I said, Michael, you have abs. You have abs. I have a gut now. I'll be wearing a shirt the entire day. And he said, can't be that bad. I said, yeah, I weigh 190.
Why would it matter to him that you're wearing a shirt?
Because
it's the homoerotic.
Yeah.
Erotic.
He likes to see me topless.
Yeah. Oil him up. Michael Corleone,
drink the vodka, get in the pool with me. God knows. I don't know
what
goes
on. Just two men
on
a goose.
So oily that when he gets out of the pool, he doesn't even need to dry off, Mike. Just like a wax resist.
That's right.
I think as a means of setup, some people might not know this song. This is a song that I'm sure you'll hate.
McNamara's band.
McNamara's band. It's a sort of a
it fits
stereotypical
into
Irish
song. Your bigoted Irish profile.
Not bigoted, but it is yes. stereotypical. It emphasizes a lot of things that are Irish. Yeah.
Well, you're the only person that could ever offend me with the Irish content.
Really?
Yes, I think you think of leprechauns and shillelaghs and all that.
But as Steve Bridges once said,
I'm 54% Irish. You know that, right?
I know.
I'm 54%.
That's a majority. Steve Bridges once said I was the only six-year-old that ever loved Bing Crosby, and he might be right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, this is true.
Now, he's the guy who beat his kids, right?
Yeah, beat the shit out of them. Now, Mike Pollack, who did recently the version of your Captain Hook song,
yes,
remember? And he did a wonderful job. And right. I thanked him, and I said he did such a good job with that. He's produced a new song. It's not McNamara's band. It's Mike O'Mara's show.
Oh, his name is Mike O'Mara, he's the leader of the show. And though they're few in numbers, they're the finest gang we know. They make a daily podcast, it's got downloads by the score. And if you buy the bonus show, it helps the business more. For they're busting balls and they're taking calls and impressions fire away. Santana likes to keep it tight and flaunt his MBA. And Speedwagon will be cracking all of his punch and the groaners will start to flow. A credit to the more network is Mike O'Mara's show.
Wow.
I think he does all the voices on it.
Rob sounds a little pretty, and there's news you may not need. When Oscar tries to give his take, almost no one else agrees. If ever you plan to fill up their bag, they'll read your mail, you know. I swear you've never heard the likes of Mike O'Mara's show. Oh, they're busting balls, and they're taking calls, and impressions fire away. Santana likes to keep it tight and flaunt his NBA. And Spielberg will be cracking all of his punch, and the groaners will start to flow. A credit to the more network is Mike O'Mara's show.
Wow. Pretty great.
I assume there's a third verse.
I think so.
May I make a request?
Yeah.
I know this is the bonus show and it drops on Friday. It drops on Friday, right?
Right.
Bravo.
I think it's selfish of us not to have that available to our larger audience on St. Patrick's Day.
I agree.
Yes.
All
right. We will.
Like, it shouldn't just live here. That is self-serving. I mean, that is such solid work.
It is
after
great
all
work.
These years.
It really
more
is.
More people should hear that.
Absolutely.
So maybe tomorrow before the show, we just have a pre-roll. We don't even have to play it here, but we have a pre-roll.
You know what I would like to do? I'd like to tack it onto the end of the show like an Easter egg.
Okay.
Because it's a little lengthy. I don't want it to eat up the entire vault.
Yes.
So we'll do that tomorrow. I promise that.
Okay.
And my thanks to Mike Pollack, who did that without even being asked. He just sent it along. So thank you, Mike.
So great talented. Work.
Incredible. Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. We appreciate that. That cracked me up. And we will, we can start the show now, correct?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
However, I will stay with you a little while longer.
Streetcar?
The thing is, Loomis, we lost a little time back there on the bus. You think you can walk any faster?
I'm sorry, Grim. I can't.
Quick change.
You're not going to hit me again now, are you?
Nobody's going to hurt you.
Hit you again? I haven't hit anybody since I was 9.
Yeah, but it was me you hit.
You threatened him, and he's been through a lot.
Oh, are you still here?
Just promise him.
I promise.
No. If it were our plane, it'd be crashing.
Where is the airport? How far?
Flores! Flores para los muertos! Los muertos! Los muertos!
Must be a lot of competition for that corner.
Man, thank God she's not too symbolic or anything.
What does it mean anyway, Grim? Flores Parlos Mortos.
I sure couldn't tell you.
You know, Grim, it means flowers for the dead.
Oh, God. We're all gonna die. Oh, we're all gonna die.
Give him a moment. He's getting his second wind.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What the fuck
Mike
is
O'Mara,
that?
Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now from his office chair, here's Mike.
Do you remember there's a movie with Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid where they rob a bank and the bank heist goes perfectly, but they can't get out of New York City? They just need to get to a plane. And they can't. And they find themselves in the barrio, and there's the woman yelling, Flores Parlos Muertos!
Which is a line from Streetcar Named Desire. You actually open up a scene with Flores Parlos Muertos, flowers for the dead.
Yes.
So that's kind of an homage to that. That's kind of... That's digging deep. Where the hell did you find
a listener sent it?
Acid trip when you got that audio clip?
A listener sent it to me, and I hadn't thought of Quick Change probably since I saw it in the theater. But you know what? It's a great movie. You should check it out. It's pretty good. Bill Murray is at his Bill Murrayest.
That is, so do we have the title?
Quick Change.
Quick Change.
Yeah.
Really?
Sound like my grandmother.
The plot is, and this is not a spoiler alert, he goes in, robs the bank dressed as a clown, and then takes off the clown makeup and leaves the bank like he's one of the hostages.
Send
That's
your
clips how
to Rob Spiewak, TMWNSN, the man who never says no. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you
said
like
it
that?
To him, he'll play it.
No,
I didn't
no.
get it.
It's
it,
not
it took
anything.
A long time to set it up. It was kind of weird. You know?
I think there is a select part of our audience that will enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. It reminded me of Bolivia.
And I say no all the time. I say no all the time. Trust
and
me.
And Flores para los Muertos is best said by an old Latin lady.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
As she's far away.
Flores.
As you were, and then she got closer.
Mm.
And then she yelled at them even when they were close.
Hey, you know, the
was
next
she,
time we have your mom on the
lady?
Show.
Was
yes,
she
was. She was an old crone. The next time Larry King speaks to Oscar's mom, maybe we could get her to say it.
Yoli, what is Flores Biles Muertos?
Or perhaps Larry
mean?
Larry could say, hi, how you doing? Nice to see you, Mrs. Baez. Flores Palo Los Muertos. That would be fun. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus, although I don't know why I'm welcoming you since you've been here over a half an hour already.
Yes.
We want to talk some animals today. We're going to play the animal bullshit game, and Rob's going to have an update on the giraffe that hasn't given birth.
Yes.
I will tell you, can I tell my giraffe story first?
Yes, I would, because you've been teasing it a long time, and I'm curious to hear about it.
I utterly forgot that when when my daughter Elizabeth was here last weekend, Sunday, we went down to the zoo, the local zoo down here, and it's not a massive zoo, but it's got a few animal
exhibits. Is it privately owned?
It's a, I don't know what it is. It's a, you know, it's a, I have no idea. I have no idea whether it is.
I'll look it up.
And so we went down to the zoo and we got a membership a long time ago so that now it's really expensive to go to this zoo. And when you have the yearly membership now, we've been twice since then. Third time when Elizabeth came down. So it's great to show this little badge and get in. And
the membership has paid for itself.
It's great. It already has.
Right.
And my little guy likes it, and he likes the animals. I'm on a quest to see an elusive Florida panther because the enclosure is so laden with flora and fauna and brush that you never see whether they actually have it. My theory is that it's not real, that they really don't have a Florida panther there at all, and that's why they
keep
it there.
What if they said, yeah, he's over there hiding with the elephants. You won't see them either.
They have, to the best of my knowledge, three attractions at this zoo.
Okay.
There is a... there's a pontoon boat ride where you go out into this lake, and the monkeys that they have, these particular monkeys that they have, are on an island. And they
is it called Monkey Island?
Monkey Island. It's Monkey Island. That's one of the attractions. The other one is that, okay, let me see if I've got it right. You have camel rides, and
great.
They have camels that you
love
can go
that.
On a camel ride. And I actually had watched Carla and Michael go on the
Aww.
Camel ride. And,
one hump or two?
One hump,
okay.
I think. I don't remember. And so the guy came back on the camel, and the two keepers were these guys like in their 20s, and I was getting along with them, chatting with them.
Hey,
and,
man, and, I used to be a zookeeper too.
And Carla comes back and says, hey, guess what's in the hump? And I said,
no.
And I said, Irish whiskey. And the two guys liked my shtick. They laughed out loud. And they both said, you know, hey, wish I had some of that right now. I said, yeah, I can imagine this job gets a little tedious. I said, I'm taking a hiatus from it right now. I said, I'm allergic. And the guy looks at me almost on cue and says very seriously, oh, really? How does that work? He said, well, I break out an asshole when I drink it. And that cracked them up, and it was a special moment at the zoo. Now, the other thing that we've done with the little guy is we take him, the other last attraction, the most popular, is Feed the Giraffes.
Ooh.
Okay.
You go up to, they've got lots of giraffes at this zoo, mm-hmm. and you get to put down $5, and they give you a bunch of romaine lettuce, little lettuce leaves that you feed the giraffes with.
Mike, that is a seller's market. Because let me tell you something about romaine lettuce. It ain't expensive when you buy it in bulk.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And they buy breadcrumbs. A ton of it. Mm-hmm. And so I go into this, that you have the little hut where they sell the tickets for the romaine. They give you your romaine lettuce. And then I take the little guy, and I go through this picket fence and up to the enclosure where the giraffe is munching because he's getting it, and there are probably four or five giraffes in here.
Right,
that's a lot for a little zoo. Yeah.
It's a neat kind of thing because you get so close. And I hold up Michael and I put the lettuce in his hand, and he cowers away because he's afraid. Who wouldn't be, this massive animal
so
that's
tall.
Bending over and doing? So I said, "Okay, I'll do it," and I put my arm out. And like in an instant, the giraffe comes down with his giant giraffe lips and goes and eats the romaine lettuce.
Ah.
And then I hand it back to Michael. I said, "Come on, Michael." And the giraffe's head is right down near my face.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the giraffe, and Michael's got the lettuce, so I've got a hand free, and I pet the giraffe's snout. And on cue, it sounded like 11 people say, "No petting!"
Oh, no!
Oh,
no
my petting! God. They should have
no
told
petting!
You that on your way
petting,
in.
Petting, yeah. petting. And I realized that it was early in the day. I'm probably the first idiot that didn't read the sign and went to, and I said, and so I give the giraffe his last piece of romaine lettuce, and I go down to the very young, very cute girl who is supervising
and I
said, "Why? Well, that you certainly made your point." And there's no smile, no laugh or anything, just like I'm a big rube. And then I got my answer. I said, can I ask why you say no petting?" And there are like eight people standing around me, all looking at me. There's the guy. There's the fat man that pet the giraffe. And she looks at me and she said, "They're wild animals." and I felt like everybody.
Yeah, dummy.
It's like, so long, everybody. Okay, point well made. Thanks, bitch. Bye-bye. See you later. And
later. I found a picture of the giraffes being fed at the Naples Zoo.
There you go.
Wow, it's so exciting.
Let's see.
Yes,
I would
very, very
be
exciting.
Into this.
Yeah, that's neat. I like
right?
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun. And he's afraid he won't be later. And it's, well, you know, I think it's a good $5
they
well
have
spent.
Yeah. Elephants.
Yep.
Big turtles.
Do they have elephants there?
Yeah.
When did
Man.
I miss that?
Oh, unless the Ringling Brothers scooped them up.
Or just offloaded.
Do you have the
them.
Right zoo? Do you have the Naples?
The Naples at Caribbean Gardens.
Is that it?
Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens?
I don't know if I don't remember.
That sounds a little pricey. It might not be the same.
Are
I think
two
at the
Naples
if you go to the Caribbean Gardens, you might have lettuce provided.
Maybe it is Caribbean Gardens. I don't know.
Could you bring your own lettuce?
I don't live there.
I think I'd remember the elephants if I so there's zebras, lions. There are giraffes. There's a panther. There are badgers. There are hyenas.
Vermin.
There's some monkeys. There are a lot of white ibises.
Around. Lemurs.
There's some lemurs there. Yeah. There's some lemurs there. Yeah.
Look at these lemurs. Oh. We like to have a good time and party.
Party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could all you bring right. up a picture of Monkey Island?
Sure.
I'd like that.
No worries.
Thank you.
Could it's you monkey. Bring your own lettuce?
No, I don't think so.
Plan
think
your visit.
It has to be sanctioned lettuce.
It's sanctioned. Well,
wild animals.
Buy the,
Mike,
wild animals.
You can send little Michael to Camp Wild.
Oh, that's good.
Wild. Hey, that's wild.
85% wild. Survival rate at Camp Wild. That's on every brochure.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. So the Naples Zoo. Check it out when you're down here in South Florida.
Summer spring. Camp.
How are they
going to
lose
camp.
It?
Yeah, summertime. Let's play the animal bullshit.
Oh,
game,
good, Mike. Right. You're going to like this game because this will check your knowledge on wild animals.
Let's do it.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee.
Beautiful, baby.
Can you guess
Can you guess?
Oscar's going to eat some more jerky.
Uh-huh. That's right. Can you guess which is animal bullshit? That's right, our new game. So what I will do is...
Bullshit is how they screamed at me when I was just trying to fucking pet the lip of a fucking giraffe. I was just trying to give the giraffe a little pet.
That's all.
I swear to God.
They oppose affection there. That's the problem. Really? So I mean, what we're going
to
do...
They didn't have to go all cop on me.
I will read three... Speaking of eating jerky, I will read three animal facts, and you will tell me which is bullshit. You can all play along. Are you ready? You want to swallow that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. The first one, humpback whales, Mike. Humpback whales.
Yeah, they're full of Irish whiskey, and they break out an asshole.
Let's get back to our topic.
The animals.
All right, humpback whales.
Who would like to ride on a camel? This camel stores fat in his hump. By the way, that's what they store in there. It's fat. Fat.
Really?
It's fat. Fat? Yeah. I thought it would be water.
Yeah, check my back.
Nothing.
You see anything?
No.
Just checking.
No humps.
That ain't where you store yours.
I thought, you know what? Maybe we can reinvent myself for 2018.
You got that, Toby.
He's a dromedary spiwak. All right. Which humpback whale is a fact? I'm sorry. Which humpback whale fact is fake?
You want to start again?
Nope.
You want to start again?
Nope. Okay. I want to forget it ever happened. Which humpback whale fact is a fake? Humpback whales have their own tunes that they sing. Celtic music.
No, wait. Are we going to all, why don't we all go and
well, because you need to hear all three of them to see which is the fake, because there's three facts.
No, I was thinking you would give a fact and we would tell you whether we thought it was true. Then you give another fact and we tell you whether we thought it was true. And then you give the bullshit fact of them is
going to
be
No, you give
bullshit.
Three and one of them is bullshit. And that's why you have to guess.
Yeah, it's your game. You run it anyway.
All right. Celtic or Celtic music is inspired by the songs of the whales. And number three, humpback whales love to harmonize. These are all musical.
Which one's
musical?
I'll tell you the one I think is bullshit.
All right.
Celtic music is not inspired by the whales.
Mike O'Mara is right.
Thank you. Thank
exactly
you very
right.
Much.
Yeah. You have to ring in first to win.
Yeah,
but the
I mean,
others
you're not
aren't
have
true.
The Celts have been around for a million years. They're not going to be diving off the coast of the cliffs of wherever it is. And
but how cool is it? How cool is it that they harmonize with each other? Isn't that cool?
I meant to say they're not going to go swimming in the cold water of the Irish Sea.
It's way
to
too
find
cold.
Out if the whales are singing, and you can't hear it without specialized equipment. It's a stupid fucking premise.
Hey, Seamus,
bullshit.
Seamus, do you have any romaine lettuce?
Yes. Hey, don't pet the giraffe, you stupid fat fuck.
I've got an animal BS question.
Go ahead.
Is the Naples Zoo adult admission more or less than $20?
Well, I'll say it's more.
$21.95.
Hey!
Highway robbery for Florida, Mike.
Yeah,
how dare
right.
they?
But you know what they did? That's they right. got him to buy the membership, and that's where they get the money. That's the long money.
The key, that's what they get you.
That's why they got you.
Gotcha.
Right. Right, back to
what do you mean
game.
They got me to buy the membership?
Just
I'm
like
coming
KD.
Out ahead in that deal.
It's like KD.
Hey, season
You've
tickets,
gone three
way to go.
Times. How many times are you going to go to justify
so,
your year's membership?
Right, what would my... All right, ask what a child over like five would be.
How much is a child over five?
$12.95.
How much? All right. So $12.95 for my daughter, Elizabeth.
All right.
$22 for Carla, $22 for me.
$44.
And how much for Michael?
No. So your daughter would have been $22 because she's
so 60,
over 12.
That's $66
yes.
for
right?
three.
And little Michael, $12.95.
$79
roughly.
Yeah, $79.
Yes.
The year pass was $92.
Oh, my God.
For how many people? For everybody?
For four people.
Oh!
Whoa.
For
a piece?
For two adults and two children under the age of 21.
That's like a family pass.
Yeah, fuck you, Naples Zoo.
Win,
you ain't
win.
Getting
Thank
my
you.
Money.
Yeah. No, but the fact is, I think that was a smart thing.
Yeah, it was smart. A smart
thing. We've been three times already with Michael this year.
And when is the when does your pass, does it go till the end of the year or till when you bought it?
Wednesday.
Oh, so
no,
you
No, I'm just kidding.
Then let's end up the show. Let's finish this up so you can get to the zoo.
The animals.
All right, which flamingo fact is fake here, okay?
Yes.
Right. Flamingos are pink because of their diet. Flamingos are named after fire. Flamingos stand on one foot so they can feed.
I know the answer to this. I can recuse myself since I know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
Well, you want to guess?
I want to say that flamingos are pink because of their diet.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Incorrect.
Oh, pinkfish?
I would say standing on one foot so they can feed.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Mike, how did you know this?
I hit the dinger for you, huh?
How did you know this?
Because I go to the fucking zoo a lot.
He's a zoo guy.
Flamingo comes from the Latin word flamenco, which means...
I'm a zoo guy.
Why is he standing on 1 foot?
He is standing on 1 foot so that he can sleep.
That is how he sleeps?
That's what I think. Is that true? Is that the real answer?
Actually, according to this, no one knows why they stand on 1 foot.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's why I didn't have the proper answer.
But you know what? You were right anyway. You used the process of elimination.
And they're pink because they eat shrimp.
Exactly right. Ah. And they're named after fire because of the word flamenco, which
that's
means
right.
fire in Latin. Very good.
And they're very interesting birds.
In what way?
I've seen them up at Busch Gardens, too. We do all the Florida things for a little kid up here.
That's
except
very sweet.
There's one company we will not be patronizing
Legoland?
Anytime soon.
What's that?
God, he wants to go to fucking Legoland.
Oh, I do too, Mike.
Fucking Legoland is an adult attraction.
No, my kid wants Legoland. What is Legoland, Oscar?
Mike,
is it just they have Legos? What's
they have they have rides, but they also have right. those Lego builds that you only see on television.
Amazing Lego
yes.
builds, yeah.
So he wants to go to Legoland. Is that associated with Disney?
It's an amusement park.
No, it's Lego.
Lego.
Yeah.
It's in Orlando, though, right? It's another one that's in Orlando. Didn't you go to Legoland when you were there?
No, I tried to go, but my niece and nephew looked at me like I had a helmet on and rode the serpents.
Legoland.
Lame-o-uncle.
It is in Orlando, I remember, but it's not owned by Disney. What's the company you won't patronize?
Disney.
At all?
I don't. We'll eventually have to go, but I'm trying to avoid
really
it.
Really putting your foot down, you know, Mike.
Yeah, Legoland though. We might go to Lego. He wants to go. Do you think Legoland's okay for a 3-year-old?
Yeah,
yes.
I think it's
ideal
meant for little kids,
little bitties. All right,
yeah. But don't take your shoes off
or A-foles, Mike.
Yeah, the
adult
problem is,
Lego.
You know, if you're not going to like be repeat customers, it's really frustrating. We will go back to Busch Gardens because they've got a great zoo there, and he likes the animals. But I'm not sure we're ready for.
Why don't
you
take him to the space state? Was it Cape Canaveral?
Yeah,
because it's too friggin' far away. It's a it's a long haul. It's like 6 hours.
Mike, one day I think that it would be nice if I were to come down for a visit and you and I go to the Magic Kingdom.
Ah, yes, but Rob's not referring to Disney. He is referring to Bennett's Fresh Roast Donut.
Oh, I was
there. You go.
I was hoping that we could go together.
Yeah,
and
that'd be a lot of fun.
Wear my cape.
Yeah, we can. You know what? We'll take our mini bikes and our cowboy hats.
I'll pack my aviator sunglasses.
Yeah, put that picture up again.
Aviators.
Put that picture up again for the bonus.
It's
show.
Always a nice photo.
The animals.
Which turtle fact is farce, okay. Mike? Turtle facts. Turtles have an extraordinary sense of smell. Turtles attract ladies by bobbing their head, and I should be specific. Turtle ladies.
Turtle ladies.
Not like, you know, full-grown women. Turtles right. attract the ladies by bobbing their heads, and a turtle shell is made up of fused bones.
What did Leonardo have?
Oh, you're talking about the...
Teenage Turtles.
I'm going to say the bullshit Ninja answer Ninja is that turtles have a good
Secret
sense
of
smell.
Ooh, my...
Cowabunga.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Right. Sorry about that.
Oscar?
What did Mike pick? I'm sorry, I was singing.
Of course, it was a lovely song, too. He picked that they have an extraordinary sense of smell.
Oh, no. They bob their head. They're like nodding, like, it's go time.
And
go
you're
time.
Saying that is
that
true?
That is true.
That is not true.
Oh.
Remember, you're trying to find the bullshit answer.
Sorry.
So that's the bullshit answer.
That is the bullshit answer. Turtles attract the ladies by bobbing
that's
their
why,
heads.
Dummy, that's why you would make a big deal of that, playing the game. That's correct.
That is, well, no, but he picked it for the wrong reason.
I picked it for being true.
I'm
wrong.
Know. I don't understand how the game works.
Sorry.
You're trying to find the things that aren't true. It's the bullshit animal game.
All right. Well, I still think if we laid it out wrong.
If one of them is false,
right, the
you
other
should
two
be
are
announcing
true.
The false ones.
You should be picking the false.
Yes,
ones.
I'm
right.
doing it wrong, and I'm doing
that's
it false.
That's why if we all went around, you would say true or false, and then you would say the true answer is, and you'd give us all a choice of all three, and then you'd say the actual bullshit answer is, and
ooh.
It would be Pony had that one. Pony, you know.
All right, well,
yeah,
this
let's
I will
try
read
try it that way.
I will
try
it that way.
Let's see.
All right, I will read the penguin facts, and you tell me which penguin ooh. Fact is fake, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
First fact about penguins.
No, we will tell you. You read each.
That's what I'm
here
saying.
Here we go.
I'm
no,
saying.
It's not what you're saying. You read each fact, and we will tell you whether it's true or false. We will give you answers for each fact.
Oh,
all right.
Robin.
Then you will announce which one is bullshit at the end. That's the way the game
that's
works
how we all
better.
Play.
All right. Penguins cannot fly.
True.
True.
Pony. True.
All right. Ashley, you went in?
True.
Okay. Penguins take their potential mates on dates.
Bullshit.
It sounds bullshitty.
I'm going to say true.
True.
All right. Penguins can recognize the voices of their babies.
False.
True.
True.
Bullshit.
The bullshit answer, penguins take potential mates on dates. Woo! They do not do that.
Oscar got that one. Congratulations. There we go.
And they are very good swimmers, but they cannot fly.
You know why that sounded plausible?
Why?
But because you always hear that penguins mate for life. So they, you think that you'd have to do some groundwork if you're going to get into that?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
You but always so, hear that. Always.
So they take their mates on dates.
You didn't know that? Crabs
no,
do
no,
as well.
I've heard that, yeah. Crabs is what I got when I was crabs. Dating. And it's lobsters, not crabs.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
Hey,
and station. I think geese, too.
Just a couple months away from our buddy down there at the beach, Crabs. Whatever his name
the
is.
The best mustard around.
Oh, that's yeah. right, from the crab stand. Kaz from
mustard.
The crab stand. Fat with Ooh. Mustard. Can right. you tell me which lion fact is a fake? First one, you can tell how old a lion is by the color of the mane.
False.
I would say true.
I'd say false.
Bullshit.
Second answer, she loves saying that.
Yeah,
male lions hunt while females watch the cubs.
False.
Bullshit.
That is definitely bullshit, so I got the first one wrong.
True.
Okay? And they don't always watch the Cubs. Sometimes they also watch the Red Sox. Some lions do not live in a pride.
False.
I would say that is true.
That is true.
True.
It is true. They're called rogue lions. The fake fact, as Mike said, male lions hunt while the fake fact is that male lions hunt. The females hunt
the
because they're more
the
agile.
Male
more
lions
agile.
Will male lions will be involved in the kill sometimes when the entire pride is required to bring down like a water buffalo.
Does that mean that female lions get paid more?
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Glass no. jungle ceiling.
72 male, cents per hour.
Male lions, by the way, will be first to eat the kill, too. Mm. After the female makes the kill, male lions go in. They do not involve themselves. Say they bring down a little antelope.
Yes.
The female makes the kill. The lion, the male lion, eats first, followed by the cubs and then the female.
Take a lesson, Carrie.
After she does all the work.
That's right. And there are nomads or rogues. Those
and
are the
no
ones
tacos. Live outside. No tacos during a snowstorm. Did you get tacos for her during the snowstorm?
Of course I did.
Were they good tacos?
Who the fuck cares?
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, snakes.
Still bitter.
Snakes. Snakes don't have eyelids.
True.
True.
False.
True.
Snakes smell with their tongues.
True.
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 Snakes dislocate their jaw when eating a particularly large bite of food.
BS.
True.
True.
Wait, that one's true now.
No, the answer is snakes cannot dislocate their jaw. In fact, they just have very flexible tendons that allows their mouth to stretch
right.
open.
I thought they had eyelids and they dislocated their jaw.
Well, haven't you ever had a snake wink at you?
Only a pygmy rattler. Only a baby pygmy rattler.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right, baby.
All right. Bats. Oh, I hate bats. Bats are my least favorite.
I love bats.
Bats are the only mammal that can fly.
True.
True.
False.
False.
You guys ever see a kangaroo fly?
How about a flying squirrel?
That's true, Mike. That's right.
They glide.
They glide.
A group of bats okay. is called a...
You'd know that better than anybody,
That's
Pony.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right in your keister.
Glide right up his ass. A group of bats is
called... False.
Shut up. A group of bats is called a clique. Like you would like a high school clique.
Oh, false.
I think that's false.
BS.
False.
That's probably false.
And a baby bat is called a pup.
True.
True.
Red.
It does look like a dog, so I would call it a pup.
True.
All right, the fake answer, a group of bats is not called a clique. It is called a colony, and they are the only mammals that can fly. Others glide. Pony was right.
Pony was right about that. Mm-hmm. Do we have one more?
We have several more. Let's go with this one.
Let's do one more. You hold in your hand the last
I hold in
question.
My hand the last fact.
Ooh.
You might be able to squeeze one in.
The elusive seahorse.
Oh, I love seahorses.
The darlings of the ocean.
I had one as a kid. It died.
Oh, let's be clear. It committed suicide.
Yeah, well, they're little things they need occasionally.
They're really
like
fragile.
Fed.
Really fragile.
Well, he worked it so hard. Which seahorse fact
never won a race
is horse shit? All right. Seahorses have unique features like fingerprints. Every seahorse is different. Number, I'm sorry, go ahead.
True.
True.
47.
Good.
True.
Seahorses hold each other's tails when they travel.
Yes. True fact.
I guess true.
Strawberry.
Mike, it's pronounced Starberry.
Starberry.
True. I'm sorry?
True.
And our final fact, seahorses are a type of crustacean.
Oh, man, they do look like crustaceans sometimes. I'm going to go false.
That's false.
True.
False.
Mike, I'm so sorry. Seahorses are not crustaceans. They are. They have a unique bony structure. They are called cornets.
Cornets.
And they are technically fish. They are fish.
Man, oh, so they're kosher.
And let us close, Mike, with a trip.
I only have one thing to say.
What's yes. that?
Bullshit. Sorry, you already had, you have one left?
Well, I thought we could take a quick trip to Monkey Island.
All
one
right,
more.
Buzz Burbank.
Oh, right, give fuck you.
You wrote it. You read it. Well, what's this?
Time's
up.
Talking.
Time's up.
What was the monkey question?
Monkey question is, who would I rather work with, a monkey or Oscar Santana?
That's worth it. That's it. Thanks for joining us for the bonus show. That was a good editing. That was good.
Fast facts.
I'm going to throw shit at him in a second. Yes.
I think we set a record for saying bullshit on the bonus show.
Ashley did.
Absolutely. Way to go, Ashley.
They win.
That's it. Thanks for supporting us with the bonus content. Share the bonus information with your friends. Make sure you buy it, renew it, get it, you know.
Faye Reagan.
Do it. It's warm in here today. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bullshit.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.